Good morning, everyone. Today is the 2nd of January, 2018. And, you know, the account of Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night is something that is very revealing to us. You know, we know that it was put into Nicodemus' heart to come to Jesus by night. He didn't just make a decision of his free will that he was going to go and consult with the Master. There's a lot of people that put a different spin on that, don't they? Notice that in the 3rd chapter of John that Nicodemus was one, a Pharisee. I'm reading in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Then the same came to Jesus by night. Okay. The Holy Spirit drew Nicodemus to Jesus. And Nicodemus said unto him, "Rather, we know, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for that no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Jesus did not acknowledge, that he even heard what he had to say. He just said, "I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You know, there's a lot of people out there saying, "Well, I have this revelation, I have that revelation. God's given me a word for you," and all of this stuff. But Christ said something totally different, didn't he? He said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." He can't even see it. Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can be a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time?" And so on. Well, verse 6, Jesus said, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Now he's speaking very personally, isn't he? Speaking very personally to Nicodemus. Nicodemus answered, said, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things?" You know, just because you have a master's degree in theology doesn't mean you're born again. Just because you have a PhD, just because you're an ordained minister, doesn't mean you're born again. If you're lording it over your flock and trying to control people, mind control, that doesn't mean you're born again by the Spirit of God, okay? Verse 12, he says, "If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." Well, it's really interesting because a man cannot receive anything unless it's given to him of God. And most people don't understand that because they think that they have within themselves the power to understand spiritual things because God has given this thing called free will, and that is a package that they have a spark of good in them, and they can make decisions, and by their decisions give themselves spiritual life. Jesus said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound there, but none can not tell whence it cometh and whence it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God." Well, there's a great truth to be received only if the Spirit gives it. Isn't that true? I remember when I first, it was first revealed to me, the gospel, and it was quite a revelation. It was born, of course, by the Spirit of God, right? The Spirit of God. In the now, there is really interesting, because we see that John the Baptist understood this as well. He understood the sovereignty of God and in salvation and providence and everything. John the Baptist said in that same chapter, John 3:27, "John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." You know, so this morning, what we want to remember is that salvation is revealed. Salvation is a revelation from God Himself. It's not something that man can make a decision and drum up and attribute to his own decision-making powers to accept Jesus into his heart and all this stuff. And I think we need to be reminded of that there's a lot of people out there that are holding to this lie that man has a free will and they can determine anytime they want to, okay, that they decide that they will be saved. God's the one that decides when and where and how we are revealed the truth. "The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God." And there's a lot of ministers out there that think they know when a person's born of the Spirit of God. No, they don't. No, they don't. The Holy Spirit's the one that reveals it, not ministers. Ministers try to take on the office of a mediator, and they're not mediators. Ministers are merely proclaimers of the Word of God. That's what they're ordained to be, is proclaimers of the Word of God. They are not mediators, okay? They are not to be in the try to be a priest over men and take the place of the high priest. Jesus Christ is our priest. And these ministers have this attitude. When they stand up, they're little gods. They're not. They're not little gods. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is a man, Christ Jesus. And so it really gets in my craw when someone starts trying to lord it over the flock, you know. And also, there's a lot of ministers out there that have the attitude that if a person doesn't agree just the way they agree, then they're unrepentant. You're unrepentant. No. 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 Not everybody's going to see everything exactly the way you see it, friend, whoever you may be. And you can try to present your position and your interpretation of Scripture and everything else. But if you take on the air that you have the answer, you have the final say in everything, then you become an overlord, not an overseer. So let us think about that this morning. And let us realize that there is only one Lord, and one faith, and one baptism. Okay? And the only way anyone's going to receive the Lord, the only way anyone's going to have the faith of Christ, the only way anyone is going to have a proper baptism is if they're baptized by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, that no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. The Arminians oftentimes try to take the place of the Holy Spirit, you know, in their doctrine of free will. They try to take on the role of the Holy Spirit. They try to be the vicar of Christ, like the Pope is with the Roman Catholic Church. And so that's my thoughts this morning. May the Lord be with you this day, and realize that we haven't received anything unless we've received it of the Lord. That's my thought this morning, and I think that we need to be reminded of these things with all these people going around thinking that they have all the answers, and anyone that sees anything differently than they're unrepentant. They need to repent. Who grants repentance? Okay? Who grants repentance? It's certainly not the minister. It's the Holy Spirit who brings repentance. Even if a person's in error, a person can't just decide to repent, can they? Okay? And so, these are some things for us to think about this morning. And I hope that the Holy Spirit will reveal to some of these ministers that they are out of order when they start trying to be overlords instead of overseers. And they try to mind control someone. It's wrong. It's just wrong. Okay. Anyway, good Lord be with you this day. It's my prayer.